Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And if you don't mind, while you're there, don't lose your contact, but I'm going to let the children go. Bless you. So great to have you always. And I want others to raise your hands, move your fingers like this. That means you're not passive, you're not static, you're not still, you're actively involved. And if you don't mind, put your hands, now put those fingers and hands on the shoulder of your neighbor. Hallelujah. And impart a blessing to them. Shakaraba. Oh, shut up, Akibo. It's, by the way, what Richie was saying on Friday, I mean, the glory started moving in our midst, and we, right, Katie? We were drunk on the floor. It was new level of joy and blessing, and we imparted to each of you victory, healing. Hallelujah. I just said a word. Someone's eye was healed that Friday. And right now, healing is going. The person, you're having really digestive problems. Where are you? Raise your hand. That you had some kind of allergy or something. Put your hand on your tummy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And then there is either a bladder infection or some kind of something attacking your bladder. The Lord's healing that right now. Thank you. The kidney. And then someone is just afraid, some a member of your family just says battling some kind of cancer. Where is it? Wave your hand. Just diagnosed? Okay. Father, we send angels to heal by the stripes on Jesus. That person is healed in Jesus. Is that your dad or stepdad? Father, what's his first name, if you don't know? John? Amen, for John. Right now, healing. Thank you, Lord. Those watching us on the web, healing is there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And there's a liver, healing for a liver that's been in trauma in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Now put your hands on your shoulders of neighbors. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Amen. Now, one more thing. You go home and bless the house. If you feel like you could walk and just, there are no vacuums in any home, okay? Fill it with the Holy Spirit. Joy. Say joy. Joy. Amen. Glory. Give the Lord a clap. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you. By the way, I find myself, and so many people who come here, they may be not far away from this region, but some drive quite a bit, but they're in tremendous challenge, major physical battle, read it in my book, The Hidden Power of Healing Prayer, where it's really everything about healing that I know. But I say, how often do you take communion? And they just hum and haw. I said, if you're within driving distance, come here every Sunday. You are in major battle. We need to, I'm glad. We bless you as you go medical care, and we always, if you need medical care, go for it. But I believe through prayer and through the body and blood of Jesus Christ, by his stripes, we are healed. And so the last few weeks, I remember, I would say, it I don't mean for you to have to come to church here and all that, but take communion with people who believe in the blood of Jesus, who believe by his stripes we are healed. And you need all the help right now. We are in battle. And don't you be lazy. And then if you've got to pray for your neighbors or someone, tell them wherever. I mean, this. If I lived here in our ministry, the name of connected majorly across many nations with healing. If I was anywhere near and I was in battle with some major physical infirmity, I would get here and get prayed for and get communion. All right? I really believe in the power of breaking bread. I learned it from, the Lord showed it to me when I was doing the major things. The power, I had no fear going face to face with hundreds of sorcerers because I had a revelation of the blood of Jesus and then imparted to others. So when this witches literally started coming, this last few months, saying, we are here hexing people. We cover, by the way, through this communion, our president, his family, for his safety, for the vice president, for all those Supreme Court. They literally, Judge Kavanaugh today, this week, traditionally, they have some kind of march. They and the Chief Justice, whoever is the new, kind of walk down the Supreme Court steps somewhere. It's kind of like a ceremonial thing. They said, Judge Kavanaugh could not do that because they're afraid for his safety. And I said, it has never happened. So the intensity we should just increase the intensity of prayer for all those in authority. The violence will not happen, all right? But praise God, we have victory. And on Friday, I just said, on what basis are we claiming that victory? That no weapon formed against us can prosper. So up with God, down with his enemies. Psalm 68. All right, glory to God. And so I shared a little bit about, one of my favorite translations. It's not for accuracy. I love to go to King James Bible, okay? I will modify and say New King James. But for study, I do King James. But for inspiration and devotional strength, fun. Say fun. I often go to the Message Bible. I love it. And Eugene Peterson is the man who translated that. And he just died a few days ago. But I read the comments that his family made. And he was raised up a Pentecostal. And then went to school of theology, although he became a leading theologian and scholar. But he got ordained in the Presbyterian church. Like, I'm a total charismatic, but I was ordained by a charismatic Baptist church, whose roots were Southern Baptist. So anyway. And the pastor who ordained me, just Todd, you drove with me. We went together to Macon, Georgia, where the man, a wonderful pastor and scholar. I interned, in a sense, and helped him many years ago. He passed, he was in his mid-90s, so he had a great long life. Anyway, but we are in a season. We need to go afresh and be re-educated and reaffirmed in some of the great truths that we have. And the Lord, really, that's part of revival, in the sense he's breathing a fresh new life in this. And that Eugene Peterson was, as the last few weeks, he had to have more care. But he said that people testify. He was in such utter joy and praise, and that it was not proper as a Presbyterian to talk in tongues. But as he went back to his roots in the last few weeks, he started praying in tongues. And then he started talking, from what I understand, with people that others couldn't see. And he started communicating. And he was in such joy. And then as the time of his appointment came, he told, there was a whole bunch of cloud of witnesses. And he turned to them and said, "Okay, let's go." And that was his last statement. And he went on to heaven. I said, what a delightful testimony. So we don't have ever need to be afraid to step into the eternity. There's an awesome cloud of witnesses and angels all around us. But I pointed on Friday, I felt like we needed to once again really praise 2 Chronicles 20 and that whatever enemy, and we talked about the whole major enemies, all the Ammonites and Hittites and termites and all of them were, and some of these, by the way, were horrible demon gods that would offer human sacrifices, especially babies, and I won't even call it their names of what the demon gods were. And all these tribes came, and God, and Jehoshaphat turned to the living God. And the people, he calls all of Judea to fast with him. So that's why I felt really inspired by this scripture once again for this season, for this election, and then upcoming, for we're going to have next week our Thanksgiving festival. I'm looking forward to it. And I think we can dress up. So I'm going to get dressed up as something. It could be King Solomon. It could be Jehoshaphat. It could be, who knows? I'm open for suggestions. Anyway, but you can come dressed up. If some people who claim a tribal claim to Scotland want to get dressed up in their kilts, it will be welcome if they're here. All right. So I want to take that theme up, and I want you to turn to Revelations chapter 4. And what was Eugene Peterson thinking? What was he seeing? It kind of fascinated me. But this is Revelations 4. And in verse 8, I could read the whole thing, but for the sake of time, I'm going down to verse 8. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around within. And this is before the throne. Verse 6 says, before the throne, this is the heavenly scenario out there in heaven, was a sea of glass like crystal. In the midst of the throne, this is God's throne, around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in the back. The first creature was like a lion, the second like a calf, the third like the face of a man, the fourth like a flying eagle. The four living creatures then, verse 8, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and did not rest day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." So as you are when you transition from this existence to eternal realms, it'll be okay for you to just kind of step across saying, "Holy, holy, holy. Holy." Say, "Holy, holy, holy." You can finish it. "Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks, said that what do they give? glory. Say glory.
Glory.
Honor.
Honor.
Thanks.
Praise.
So that is, glory of course belongs to the Lord, but honor and thanks. It is important for us to cultivate these characteristics and impart it to our children. May they, I mean, there's an expectation with their kid, hey, young man, young lady, that's your dad, that's your mom. They're the ones who brought you in. You honor, always. No excuses. And be thankful. Thankful. Say thankful. So as we are stepping into that wonderful time and season, we are glad we have a national day of Thanksgiving. But the atmosphere of heaven, look, now this is where we're going to spend eternity. Say eternity. Is my home. Eternally, that'll be there. Where. And what is the atmosphere then? It's like breathing. I'm breathing in air, oxygen, hopefully. Your brain needs it. Otherwise, you're starving. Your brain needs the air. And then you'll breathe out. With the heavenly atmosphere, you are breathing in. Thank you. Thanksgiving. And praise. And worship. Breathing in, breathing out. So, the heavenly breath, the atmosphere, is praise, is thanks, is worship. And I mentioned a little bit about Barney, and many of us, as we go back many years, and if you were baptized in the time of the charismatic revival, I mean, and you get, it was, now people do get zapped mightily, and thank God we want to pray when they come receive Jesus, or when we pray for them to get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or sometimes when you see them getting water baptized, I find such release. And the bondages are broken, but such power of eternal life. They come out. And I remember when I was zapped by the Holy Spirit in that season and many others, it was almost like a joke. Every other moment, we'd say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Remember, how many of you remember the praise the Lord? And it wasn't fake. It wasn't ritual. We really meant it. We lived in that atmosphere. Everything was connected with God. Praise the Lord. It's so good. God provided a parking space. Praise God. And we came out. Praise God home. And and everything was praise God. And you didn't, it wasn't like a ritual or something. It was living. And it's an aspect of heaven. The heavenly creatures, what are they saying? Wow, holy, holy, holy. Lord God, Almighty, who was and is, it is to come, and they give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. The 24 elders fall down before Him and sits on the throne, worship Him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created." So look at the four living creatures. The four living creatures are not, it's not like, okay, you guys, and they are the most awesome heavenly beings, by the way. I mean, these are, wow. When you are around them, the first 1,000 years, you're going to just say, wow, wow, wow. I know I'll be praising the Lord in tongues 500 years, for the first 500 years, something. Anyway, they're not performing a duty or a ritual. Just like I explained, we didn't just say praise the Lord. There was something. Our DNA had changed so that we were vibrating with giving glory to God, and the glory was right around us. So with the four living creatures, as you see, and we want to get in tune with this, there are, you realize, this is the scenario in heaven. This is not some kind of temporary activity. Before the Lord's throne, praise exists. Wow. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. And they are getting, I believe, heavenly glory vibrations. They are reading them. And they're saying, wow. Right now, we just got the news that a whole village in Iran got saved. Wow. And then we just got another news that so-and-so, they were attending Old Nations Church and their terminal kidney disease has been healed. Whoa. And then remember, we have had some services, our Easter healing services, and the four, one time there were four cancers. One was by proxy, and that night, four cancers went into remission, just right here in this. And I mean, just think of the thousands and thousands of reports they're getting through the blood of Jesus, through Jesus' sacrifice. Right now, these cancers are gone. That little boy in St. Jude's Hospital got healed, not just through the doctor, but he's now healed. I mean, they're getting these reports, and they are vibrating. Wow, you did awesome. Holy, oh my God, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory. And as we do so then, but we want to have a revival. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to do that. Say praise the Lord. And we thank the Lord. With praise, thanks, and worship go all like triune equations. Does it come together? It just praise you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. How many of you are thankful? Thankful for your children, the Lord's blessing them, guarding them, your grandchildren. Or thankful, Lord, for your provision. Thankful. And thank you, Lord, for allowing me to live in a wonderful, free country. Hallelujah. And as we praise, you're establishing a canopy of protection against ever any power of darkness. So it is as the atmosphere of heaven is praise and thanks and worship, we want to bring it down as it is in heaven. So on earth, that all around me. And then this recent thing, I mentioned it already, but I used to be, I don't want to do too many lectures on it, but as I was like a disciple of Brother Derek's, he was and Don Basham too, major authorities on battling the powers of the occult and witchcraft, and we learned, and the Lord helped me release that message in many, many nations, not only in Africa, but in Latin America. But it gives us this recent witchcraft things and all that. It gives us a clue. Hey, this is going on, and we have mighty weapons. Release a fresh wave of praise. That my home is a home of praise, and thanks, and worship. And you have every reason to praise. We have, if you knew, it was such a delight for me. I laughed. Because if you remember the last 3 weeks or so. But one of the things we would add in our watch focus, we were praying for Brazil, which is a major key nation in the world that it influences most of Latin America. And really, socialists were ruling the last 15 years. But there was the media will not let you have the truth. But the man who was running, who's unique, was Bolsonaro and Jair Bolsonaro. But he is a believing Pentecostal Christian who loves the Lord, publicly showed a video of him getting baptized in water in the Jordan River. And he said, the first thing I'm going to do when I get elected, I'm going to move the Brazil embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So we'll be the third nation, big nation, that'll do that. We'll follow the example of President Trump and the United States. So this, it was Wednesday, this last week, as he's elected now, and they tried to kill him. So talk about, I mean, this thing about our praying for those running for election, those like our president, this man running for president for Brazil, and he was stabbed to kill, an assassination attempt, and even his liver was punctured. And he said some Pentecostal, some charismatic pastors came and prayed for him when he was in the hospital, and he had a quick recovery, miracle recovery. So he declared, hey, we're going to move embassy, Brazil embassy. So that's, I mean, a major nation doing that, blessing Israel. And that country will bless. I mean, it's a praise the Lord. Say, thank you, Lord, for those of us who pray for Israel and Jerusalem. Great victory. We have the lowest unemployment in 50 years. How many of you can say, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
It's, believe me, it's heartbreaking to see your fellow Americans who want to work. They can't get jobs. And they have to hold down their head in their family saying, I can't provide. It's horrible. So wonderful that impossible things became possible. They said that manufacturing jobs will not come back to America. Well, in the last nearly, just it's not even 2 years, but they have created 458,000 new manufacturing jobs. I mean, 500,000 new jobs just in manufacturing. I mean, it's so great. It's wonderful. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That Pastor Ramson, what was the one in Turkey? Brunson. They were going to sentence him for 35 years. Overnight. This just happened 2 weeks ago, right? Overnight, Turkey had to release him. And he came, he was got free. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise
the Lord. And the moment he landed, he asked, can I go pray for President Trump? And there is a beautiful picture of him, President Trump, leaning his head down and the pastor praying and blessing him. Say praise the Lord. So, as the heavenly creatures, and in this context, yes, entering a new season of Thanksgiving. And as I read about Eugene Peterson, I'm so delighted. I'm sorry we have had many more decades with him, but he was in total joy. He was going to see the Savior. But he was in praise, and just that's maybe all be able to, when we transition from here to eternity, that have an atmosphere of praise. So your breath, as you breathe in and out, you are breathing in praise, breathing out praise and thanks. And you find that it says that the four cherubim, they worship him day and night. Say day and night.
Day and night.
Ceaseless praise around the throne. So it's not like, okay, where's my timesheet? Poop, I'm clicking out. No, they continually, eternally, day and night are praising God. So it's not mechanical. They're not robots. Continue praise. And they know something phenomenal is happening all the time. And they are getting, somehow, I don't know how they get it, but they're getting these input. It's happening right now in India. So many are getting saved. Right now, there's a miracle happening for healing in this hospital over there. What, I mean, constant praise. Something phenomenal. Say something phenomenal. Is happening. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. And we have had so many reports. I was somewhere this week walking, and somewhere else. But I was going to a restroom on the way to, and this couple, that's part of somewhat of difficulty somewhat in airports, everywhere, I'm recognized. So I was here in this town, but Pastor Mahesh, is that you? And I had a cap and everything. I was wearing, trying to wear a disguise. I said, yes. That's so great. It's so great. We haven't seen you many. We came to your church 22 years ago, and we couldn't have children. And you prayed for us. And 7 days later, we were pregnant. And that young man, we had a son. He's now 22 years old, and he has two boys. I said, wow. He said, you are the spiritual father. I said, just a spiritual father. I'm joking. But just think, God is doing constant miracles through his mighty name. And that's plenty of reason. I mean, it's not that it has to happen personally only to us. Things are happening that we can celebrate and exalt the Lord and pray. And your atmosphere, so therefore, you are creating an atmosphere around you. You are breathing in, breathing out praise, and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Find reasons to thank the Lord. And so even this year, for a larger sense, all these amazing things happening in our nation. So we are ever-expanding arena of gratitude. Lord, thank you for your goodness, your mercy. It says, Hebrews 13, verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Say continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That we are offering sacrifice of praise. But the one that really struck me was in Leviticus chapter 6, which says, it's the whole scripture is just very inspiring, but verse 8, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night unto the morning. And the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment, his linen breeches shall he put upon his flesh. Take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, shall put them beside the altar, shall put off his garment, put on the garments, carry forth the ashes without the camp unto a clean place, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it, shall not be put out, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, lay the burnt offering in order upon it. He shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall ever be burning. Say, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. So that's, we're offering the sacrifice of praise, and that the fire should never burn out. So that's the atmosphere we want to commit to, try to not let the fire go out. We go praising, thanking, worshiping Him. Pastor, what about at night? Dedicate at night. This is thing that I've started doing is, Lord, I offer every breath as I sleep. Let it be praising You in and out. Let my night, even during sleep, be a night watch that is praising You day and night. I offer my sleep, Lord, as a sacrifice, that we may allow me to praise Your name all night long. So, and God is not saying become a monk. No, nothing negative about monks if you call. By the way, I had a delightful experience. I may have to show that picture. But in Compton, I was signing my books, and this beautiful nun came up to me, fully dressed. I mean, this is one of the strict convent. I mean, she was a nun. She was standing in line. And I it was unique. And I called her up. Said, this is my dream fulfilled. I said, I've been wanting to meet you. I have each of your books. And every time I call your ministry, my family has a miracle. Every time. And so I have all your books. She's in a convent. And they read our books. That was quite something. Anyway, but I'm not asking you to be a monk. God's not saying, okay, that's... But we carry this out, that we keep the flame burning. We may be doing other things. You may be fixing your car. You may be at your job, but part of you is dedicated, breathing in, breathing out praise and thanks. Morning, noon, and night, we're committing ourselves afresh to thanksgiving and praise and worship. I want to ask, Lord, give me grace. And let our church, that we're committed to keep the flame of praise going. In your home, wherever we are in this season, the Lord, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, Psalm 113, let the name of the Lord be praised. And I'm thinking of doing a study of the book of Ephesians in January, maybe. But Ephesians 1 is just so loaded. Gives us a list of blessings that we can thank the Lord in the realm of the Spirit, that we are a people of praise. And for the Lord, as you praise, by the way, I just started seeing that every bit of praise is like jewelry coming out of your lips, that it's emeralds and pearls before the eyes of God. Your praise is like precious jewels. They're like diamonds and emeralds. And God holds that precious. that your praise never, never, never falls to the ground. It comes up to the Lord. And He gathers in a heavenly account all your praise, all your thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5, we'll end with this. It says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. And remember, your praise, our praise and worship. I'm so glad we had so much fun praising God on Friday night. It's a Jesus party. And I so appreciate the worship team, Michael and Dennis and Armin and all the others helping us provide a canopy of praise continuously, welcoming the Lord and thanking him. And as we do so, finally, you are being transformed. Beholding is in the mirror the glory of the Lord. And as we give him praise, we keep beholding. We are being transformed from glory to glory. So, amen. Let's stand. I want you to breathe in. Say, I'm praising the Lord. Breathe in. Now breathe out. Even as I let loose my breath, I'm praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. Father, we thank you as we enter a new season and focus on the coming days of anticipating Thanksgiving and then Christmas. Lord, I welcome a great spirit of praise in my heart, for my family, for my house. Let my house vibrate. Let my home vibrate with praise. May the heavenly creatures be our example of ceaseless praise. May your people, you are worthy. Say, you are worthy, Lord, to receive honor, praise, thanksgiving. We love you, Lord. We thank you as we commit ourselves to a new season of praise, thanksgiving, worship. I welcome your transformation from glory to glory in Jesus' name. And let our praise cover this nation with fresh grace. Atmosphere of revival, and we will say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Give him clap, give him worship, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. I would like our healing team and ministry team come up here, and if you need a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit and a zap of praise, if you need a healing touch, if God's calling you to give your life to Jesus Christ, and you want the Savior to save you and someone to help you pray, or you want to get water baptized, if you've never been water baptized, we'll arrange it. Come up here. If you need a healing touch, a wonderful healing team is here. As we sing, let's sing a song, then we'll be dismissed. But as we worship, guys, come up and get prayed for. All right, you're welcome. Some, you're being called to become a member of this family. Come on up. We'll receive. You want to join this church? Come on up. Amen. Michael, praise lead us.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning,
yes.
Praise him in the noontime, praise him, praise him, praise him when the sun goes down, praise him, praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him, praise him, praise him when the sun goes down. Love him.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.